This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Clock hour here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. I'm Sean Treif alongside RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt.
Got you down.
Cowboys Falcons Sunday 9 a.m. pregame with Brian Broaddus and Eric Chiafalo. Play by play and color with Brad and Babe. Post game with Broaddus and Zach Wolchuk, all on this radio station. Mike McCarthy at 8:40 this morning. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com at 9:20. Before we get to RJ's five things and your official predictions, Bobby has the referee assignment.
Scott Novak will be on the officiating crew on Sunday against the Falcons. So some of the notes about Novak's crew that might be relevant to the Cowboys. Home teams have won at a higher rate with Scott Novak's crew than any other officiating crew this season. There's only been one road victory this season in Scott Novak games. So that doesn't bode well for the Cowboys as they go into Atlanta. Novak calls two penalties at the highest rate in the NFL. And they seem to be really fundamental ones, which is never good for Dallas. Illegal shift calls the most illegal shifts in the NFL. So,
oh, we don't shift.
Yeah, that's true.
No problem. No issue there.
But maybe they're a little antsy and they happen to move and it's going to get you right there. And then illegal block in the back. So if you see an illegal block in the back, which I was surprised to find when I was looking at it, that is not getting called much this season. Illegal block in the back at all.
You know what else I haven't seen called when you and I were on the same team on this?
What was it? It's the hip drop. I don't know that I've seen one of those. They fined people for it. Like in after the game, but I haven't seen penalty flags being thrown for it yet.
Joe Mixon, the only one I've seen be really outspoken with it.
Yeah, Joe Mixon was furious about it, which is a little ironic that Joe Mixon's worried about a violent play and complaining about enforcement of it.
I know what you're talking about.
Assault joke.
It's not even a joke. It's just very direct. You can go look up the security cam footage at Oklahoma. He's called the fewest offensive holding penalties of any crew in the NFL.
That's great.
So that might give you a big benefit with Tyler Guyton still learning how to use his hands a little bit. This is not a front you're going to need to hold necessarily. They don't get a lot of pass rush. But holding calls may not be very frequent in this one. So Scott Novak's crew, not one that typically enforces those. Look more for the things like illegal blocks in the back, maybe some pass interference stuff. That's the stuff that he'll call.
Choppy, what do you want to see?
All right, five things. Number one, I want to get in Kirk Cousins' face. Oh. I want somebody, they say in the face after they're done with that. That's how much it needs to happen. He could pick you apart. If the defense isn't in his face, doesn't move tremendously, he's a few weeks removed from looking like that injured Achilles was not ready. It seems like it is, but get in his face. Number two, don't let Kyle Pitts find space. He's a receiver at tight end, and he has come on of late. Last four games, he had a goose egg five games ago. Last four games, 314 yards on 21 catches and a couple of touchdowns, or tutties, as the kids call it. Ugh. He has been a problem.
Had just eight catches in his first four games, 21 receptions in the last four, two touchdowns recently against Tampa Bay.
Vernon Davis, that's who he is. Vernon Davis was...
He might be... But Vernon, more athletic.
Vernon Davis was supposed to be the freak of like, oh my gosh, pick him four. And then he did nothing for until like year four. It was right around now that Vernon Davis started to click.
Number three, worry more about Bijan the runner than the pass catcher. Last four games, his lowest yards per carry is 4.8 in any of those games. Meanwhile, two of the last four, he's got 16 or fewer yards receiving. He's a much bigger threat running the ball. Focus on that.
Ninth in the NFL in rushing yards. Two of his top three performances have occurred in the last 3 weeks. Had 103 in Seattle. Stealing some of these notes from Nick Eatman.
All right, now last week we talked about this, but yeah, I'm going out. I don't care here. Keep forcing it to CD. Keep forcing it. They don't have anybody else. Nobody's ever said you're throwing too much to Justin Jefferson. As long as they're not forcing it, where it's like all these tight window throws, like that little chart that you sent us.
Like they are doing?
Like they are doing.
I mean, everybody's covered, so might as well. You're gonna have to, any throw you try is going to be forced.
If you're going to force it to somebody, he's the guy to force it to. Find a way to get the ball in his hands over anyone else. And then number five, do something about the early half, the start of the halves. First half, second half. Of the 14 halves that have happened, the Dallas Cowboys defensively, the opposing team has scored on 13 of the 14 first possessions to either start the game or out of the second half. That's got to change.
I have a couple of strong suggestions to look out for in this game. Couple of tidbits that I want all the credit for if it happens on Sunday. If it doesn't happen,
forget it.
Forget it. I think the Cowboys are going to play up tempo a ton. Like, not just a spurt here and there. I think they're going to go up tempo a lot to try to get the offense kickstarted. And my weird random prediction for the year, a special teams player will somehow be involved a little bit offensively. I'm thinking maybe like a CJ Goodwin. So a CJ Goodwin offensive appearance somehow, some way on Sunday, and a lot of up tempo with the offense for Mike McCarthy's unit. Coach will join us at 8:40. What do you think about those suggestions? And have we ever seen CJ Goodwin with the ball in his hands a lot? You said that the Turpin patented fake is to CJ, but what about him with the football?
Yeah, so he had the punt return in 2020 against San Francisco where they did the like turn around and lateral it pass across the field where then he was able to run with open field, but no, I don't know that I've ever seen him
get college numbers.
Mm-mm,
where did he play?
He was at California, but not California like Cal. Yep. California, Pennsylvania.
California University of Pennsylvania.
Yes,
well done.
So CJ Goodwin is, I mean, he's been their special teams ace for forever, but yeah, I mean, that'd be, if that's right, you're going to get credit for that call. The tempo thing makes a lot of sense. CD talked about that after the game last week, that he seems frustrated by that it's like, when we get into tempo, we seem to have success. We need to do this earlier.
I heard him mention it again yesterday, too. So I think they're going to go no huddle a lot.
But it was a press conference, so we ignore this.
Prediction
time. Real quick, do you know who the most famous alumni from California University of Pennsylvania is?
I do not.
It is
Shaka Shane Smart. Gillis.
Oh. Huh?
Shaka Smart.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up on DFW Sports Station. Prediction time. Peyton, you're in charge of seeing whether we're going 60-40 with a Tolo, 70-30. The over-under, just so you know, is 51.5. Right now, the Falcons are favored by 3.5. It was 3 earlier in the week. RJ Choppy, start us off.
Hey, the Cowboys win this one.
Whoa!
They are apparently they win on the road and they lose at home. So go figure.
Except last week.
That's different. That's different.
That's different.
San Francisco. They were never
You're here to help me, Bobby. Yeah. I'm glad you're here to keep track.
That's San Francisco. They were never going to win that game anyway. They could have played that game on the moon and they wouldn't have won. I don't buy the Atlanta home crowd. It's not a great home crowd. There'll be plenty of Cowboy fans in there. I just think they win this one 23-18.
23-18.
23-18.
Would that be a scoregami? Something like that?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
And are you betting this? You feel confident enough to bet it?
I don't feel confident enough to bet it.
Okay.
Bob? I've seen this team play too many games.
You've already given things away by saying they will not win a game until Thanksgiving. How ugly will this get?
I don't know how they're going to. Atlanta's got so many different weapons. I don't know how Dallas is going to consistently stop them from scoring on just about every drive. Doesn't necessarily mean it's touchdowns, but I think there'll be very little punting from Atlanta. I do think Dallas will be able to do some things on offense. I think that they're going to be able to stand back there and Dak will have more time to, you know, let plays develop and push the ball downfield. But ultimately, I still think that this is a Atlanta victory. So I'm going 38-24 Falcons.
38-24. Pepe, you and the Tolo picks.
I think right now on the Frankel and Frankel injury attorney fan text, it's about 60-40, 65-35, I think, Falcons. You're having a lot of late Cowboys come in. 817-214 says Falcons win 36-21, Falcons 31-21, and a couple Cowboys 28-24. So some close Cowboys victories. I have Falcons winning 30-23. I just think, I mean, look, it's a noon game. Micah says, hey, noon game. We don't show up for those. You know, we're burnt out. It's too early for us. So I think the run game for, you know, Bijan Robinson's going to go off as well. He's on my fantasy team, so I hope he does well. But yeah, Falcons win this one by 7.
But the noon game with falling back, they get the extra hour sleep. It's a 1 p.m. game.
Yeah.
I really like Atlanta with the points here. Falcons win by 10 at least. 31-20 Atlanta. No way Dallas is going to be able to keep up with all these weapons. If they do win, it'll be a Kirk Cousins. There's Kirk. A Kirk Cousins.
That's a noon game. He won't do that.
Kirk. Well, the primetime thing is an old tired thing.
That's an old tired thing.
That's
as well.
Expired now. 31-20 Falcons over the Cowboys. And it could get uglier. I kind of, you know, I could see Bobby's score happening much more than the other way. So there it is. And the total is about 65% are picking the ATL. 877-881-1053 in order to hit us up with your picks on the Frank LaFranco injury attorney text line.
By the way, since Kirk Cousins got to Minnesota, so he left Washington in that time, his passer rating is higher in primetime games than noon games.
Old narrative.
Yep. It is.
Done and over with. All right. So the pregame is going to start at 9 o'clock on this radio station. Some latest odds from Bet Online. Defensive player of the year, TJ Watt is leading the way. Then Will Anderson and Chris Jones and Dexter Lawrence, who I found out yesterday Bill Belichick is absolutely in love with. Coach of the year favorite.
Coach of the year favorite, Kevin O'Connell.
No, he is 6th.
That's ridiculous.
Whoa.
He's tied for 5th.
Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn 2-1. Andy Reid's 5-1.
I mean, it's a miracle what he's done with that quarterback. So
I'll go back and check.
Yeah, it's not surprising. They're 7-0.
MCDC. Motor City Dan Campbell, is he up there?
He's tied with Kevin O'Connell at 8-1.
I mean, honestly, they should just give it to Mike Tomlin every year.
Sean Payton's 3rd at 6-1, and then Tomlin. Offensive Rookie of the Year, Jaden Daniels by a mile, minus 400, then Caleb at plus 750. Rookie Defensive Player of the Year,
Jared Verse.
Good job, Bobby, minus 160. Offensive Player of the Year,
Derrick Henry.
Yes, and then Saquon Barkley and Justin Jefferson. Ooh. Catch the KMC Masterpiece today, Buffalo Wild Wings in Grapevine. The guys will be out there with Jerry Jones at 10:30.
Well, interviewing Jerry. Jerry won't be there.
No, but. Jerry won't.
Jerry's
be there.
Ever been inside a Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yes. Jerry eats
he was like, inside a 7-Eleven buying some
that's
wine.
That's true.
Yeah, he absolutely
was. RJ Choppy fixes the NBA. And what was that? Mavericks against the armpit. All that, then Mike McCarthy after this.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And that, my friends, in Dallas, Texas, is a Rockets win! Final score tonight from the American Airlines Center. Houston 108 and Dallas 102.
What's this jackass's name?
Is that Craig Ackerman?
How have we never heard that before? Are you kidding me?
Rockets win!
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's 5 seconds. 5 seconds long.
Man. Matt Thomas.
Which one is it?
It says Matt Thomas.
Is that TV or radio?
That's radio broadcast.
Rockets radio with the call. Man. My phone's getting lit up from Tolo Sean. Oh, I don't hear too much Mavs today. Why aren't you talking about the armpit? Astros are still on top. He's just making it rain Houston over here, talking about the Rockets getting the W last night at the AAC. Houston wins.
Yeah, they got to start these games faster. Dallas has had this issue early on this season where they don't seem to hit a rhythm with their shots until mid-third, into the fourth quarter. And that's what happened last night. They finally started playing effectively in the fourth quarter. They were finally starting to have some efficient offense, and it wasn't enough late. I thought Luka was going to get tossed in this game, though, late in the fourth. He had five fouls, and after that he started playing, little hands off like he tends to do when he does that, but he gets the ball down the court. I think it was a three-point game at this time. He's going down the court. He's trying to make something happen, and he fumbles the ball, thinks he gets fouled, and he did not turn back and get back on defense immediately. He wanted to complain about it with like a minute 12 left. But it was something where it was not enough at the end. Klay Thompson wasn't shooting consistently until late. Kyrie played really well throughout this game, but they had foul trouble, other issues. It was just a flat game for them. And Jalen Green hit a couple of ridiculous shots down the stretch.
MVP favorite.
In the
NBA?
No, NHL.
Luka.
It is Luka. Plus 350. Next.
Shea.
Yes, right down the road. Okay. In Canada.
Not right now.
According to John Calipari with us yesterday.
Not Embiid, I'll tell you that.
The Joker, plus 475. Tatum, 7-1. Rookie of the Year, Zach Edey. Chuck Cooperstein with a prediction for him having a very nice season. What was that? Who was that?
Dalton.
Dalton
should be at 18 points the other
night. Dalton Connect.
Where's Bronny?
He got his first bucket.
Got it in front of the Cleveland crowd. Just chills.
Just in front of his hometown.
How much do you think the NBA was just like, guys, just please let him get a shot off in Cleveland. Please.
Well, they got smoked, so he was able to get on the floor. And then Udoka and Budenholzer are your favorites for Coach of the Year. So those are some of your NBA odds. Ratings. Let's tie up the end of the World Series with NBA, and then we'll get into you and Bob Ryan fixing the association.
So the NBA TV ratings to start the season are not good. They're down nearly 800,000 for their opening night game to start last year. So 1.7 million down from 2.5. But for the same type game, the next game, the later evening game, was down 50% from the previous year. So their opening day, their ESPN opening doubleheader games, they were down respectively 42%, 49%, 29%. For the Spurs, Mavericks was down 29% from a comparable game the previous season. And I think a lot of this has to do with the fact that, like,
people went to watch the WNBA.
Yeah. You can, we all know that the regular season is meaningless. But we can't know that the players also call it meaningless and the organizations call it meaningless. And what the Sixers did with Joel Embiid, which got them fined, was criminal. Criminal. And I don't know what the real way to fix this is, because obviously you have 82 games.
But why did he start? Why did he not start the season?
It's basically just load man. They're faking injuries.
He's never playing back to back. He said, "I'm never playing back to back games again ever for my career." Because you know why he said that? He's confident, just totally saying, "I'm going to blow off the rules," because they have the most spineless commissioner in professional sports.
Like, you know, baseball plays too many games too. They have fewer postseason teams, so that helps. You know, the NBA, you know, you have 20 of the 30 teams make at least the play-in. And, like, you know that you just play enough games to be one of those 20 teams, then you've got a shot. And that becomes a problem. And I don't know what the... Do you shrink the playoffs? I mean, the league's not going to do that.
You shrink all the regular seasons. They won't do it, of course. Less baseball games, less NBA games, less hockey games. Shorten them. Shorten them. We don't have the attention spans. The store, everything will be better. Less is more. Less is more.
Yeah, here would be, if you want it fixed, here would be my advice to the NBA chop. Here, what it's November 1st.
Looks so like I would say, it's going to be a serious comment from you.
I would say this November, you guys make a change as to who's in power and go back to strong leadership and bring somebody in here with a backbone
right.
to stand up to the players who are, you know, do it. I'm talking about basketball, Cha. That's what I'm talking about. So, no, I think the issue, honestly, it's Silver. They have no respect for Adam Silver. He is such a all this enforcement. No,
that.
All this enforcement he's tried to put in. He has been so deferential to players early on, and it was received well in the wake of David Stern. They need a David Stern. That's who they need.
Bob Ryan says the worst thing. By the way, I got an idea for the fixing of it. Keep shrink the amount of teams in the postseason. All right, and then to make up the revenue for the lost games, move the series to best of nine versus best of seven. So you get more games. Fewer teams, but you'll make the games up. So you'll get...
I think that's pretty dumb.
Okay.
What about relegation to the WNBA?
The reason why is in the NBA, best of seven, I mean, we don't...
You don't get upsets anyway.
We don't get upsets anyway.
Right.
So best of nine, why play more games when it's already decided in best of seven?
What it would do is you're just making up the revenue that you're losing from having more teams in, and then the regular season would mean more because it's more difficult to get in the playoffs. That's the only thought. And since you're already not getting upsets anyway, what's it matter? Just get more games, I guess. Bob Ryan said the three-point shot is the single worst thing to happen to basketball in his lifetime.
And that's a lifetime.
And it's a lifetime. He goes, I go back to 1961.
That's how you won a title last year, Bob.
It really is. And Boston. The Celtics are going to wind up scoring more threes this year than twos. Like, they're already on that pace. But all sports have changed. Which one has changed for the worst? So basketball with the three-point shot, football, and I won't even use the pad. I'll say the overly aggressive fourth down decisions.
Okay.
And baseball, it's like batting average be damned. You just you don't change your approach on two strikes. You just swing from your colon.
It's not even close. It's by far baseball and the batting average.
Yep.
Amongst these three. Mm-hmm. It's not even close. The three-pointer's fun. Appreciate Bob Ryan coming on the show last year during the finals. That's an old crotchety take. Fourth downs are fun. It's the lack of action in baseball.
Yeah,
it's a lack of balls in play, running the bases, plays at the plate, plays at the bases, defensive lapses like we saw with the Yankees. That doesn't happen with strikeouts or home runs. It's by far that, in my opinion.
I agree. It's balls in play or action. That's action. Like you want to see. You know, strikeouts are boring. Strikeouts are boring. Home runs are fun. But, like a triple's like a lot of fun.
Baseball got too smart. And they realized it. Like it became, they were able to boil so much of it down that it became, it really narrowed the game. And that's to their credit, Rob Manfred, a real commissioner, Sean, to their credit, they figured out, all right, these are tweaks we need to make to try and balance some of what we're seeing. And now the next question is, how do we fix this borderline dead ball era of hitting right now that they ran into last year?
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up here on DFW Sports Station. Jaywalking allowed and Crocs banned. Bobby?
Let's do the Crocs banned first.
Are Crocs being worn in school a ton?
Oh, it's all my kids. Well, my kids now, they conned me into buying them Yeezy slides.
Oh my gosh. How much did you pay for those?
I think I got one and my ex got the other one.
Like one shoe?
Yeah, you get left or right.
No, like one pair. I think they were over $100. But jeez. Like that, they're in great condition though, so they look good. I'm pretty sure I bought them.
When did you buy them?
I'm pretty sure it was like in the summertime.
Okay.
I don't even remember what we buy these kids. I can't keep
every
track
time
of,
I talk to you, it's you're getting conned into some type of shoe.
I can't keep track of what I've paid for and what I've made them pay for. My assumption is I paid for these.
Okay.
But I couldn't be told.
You got to ban Gen Alpha. They can't be called Gen Alpha any longer. That's I believe both your kids are Gen Alpha. Chop. It's 2010 to 2024. Is if you were born in that era, you're Gen Alpha.
So I got one.
Well, they're Gen Beta is what they are because schools are having to ban Crocs because kids keep tripping and falling over their own shoes. They don't know how to walk with any sort of coordination.
Like my son.
And there are schools now that are saying, man, these Crocs, they're just a little too difficult for these kids to figure out. We are banning them. Kids have been wearing Crocs for 20 years now, it feels like. And it's never been a problem
until
Gen Alpha, raised by Gen Z, if you're young enough, I guess. But this is a Gen Alpha thing. Sounds more like Gen Beta to me, Chop.
This is my biggest regret in life that I'm not a part of Gen Alpha. I mean, this is so perfect.
Gen Alpha.
I'm so jealous. My youngest one's Gen Alpha. I'm just so jealous of him that he gets to say that he gets to call. But they should be Gen Sigma. That's what they really are. They want to be called Sigma. They're all Crocs and slides. And they all wear them with socks.
Oh, I hate that look.
Yeah.
Now, God, I will say this. Look. I've put my oldest one's Crocs on. They are more comfortable with socks. Because they're like the rubber with your foot, it's a little sticky. They are so much more comfortable with socks on.
Well, whatever shoes you're wearing, you're allowed to jaywalk in New York City
what
now.
What a segue.
Thank you. I'm walking here is not anything you have to say anymore. It's just assumed. They're allowed to walk wherever they want. New York City has officially done away with jaywalking. It is no longer a crime.
Should it have been a crime? Is it for our own protection?
In that city, it should be. And that's because it's crazy the amount of cars and cab drivers driving all over the place in completely inappropriate way. But it should be
different
in that
city. Should have different. Yeah.
Different cities should have different rules.
Will Mike McCarthy be disappointed if the Cowboys don't make a move before or during Tuesday's trade deadline? Let's preview the Falcon game with the head coach of America's team, Mike McCarthy, on Sean, RJ, and Bobby next. Good morning, Metroplex. It is now time for the Mike McCarthy Show, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys, here on Sean and RJ. Cowboys Falcons Sunday on this radio station with the pregame, the play-by-play, and the post-game coverage. Let's bring in the big dog himself, Mike McCarthy, live on DFW Sports Station. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Doing well. Good morning, man. How was your week?
It was good. It was good. No Jerry headlines or anything like that. And then,
So you're bored with that or?
I'm comfortably bored with it. Comfortably bored with it. Although, I guess, sometimes one could argue it takes distractions away from other things, intentional or not, but forget all that. What was your Halloween costume?
Sorry, I didn't participate. Just got home. Got home in time to see a couple of the trick or treaters, but sorry. What was yours?
I was a pinata. Choppy.
Choppy. I was garbage.
Oh gosh! Okay.
You put on the garbage bag.
I put on the garbage bag.
All right, Coach. Don't even ask a follow up on that. Don't get yourself in trouble. Political.
Is there a history there?
Or? Yeah. Well, I mean,
there's news headlines.
Apparently, there is.
And Bobby, what were you?
I was a dad following his kids around picking up candy. I was just playing the role I was meant to.
Top two candies, Coach. What are they?
Oh shoot! We passed that was Starburst and Reese cups. Oh,
okay, yeah. The cups are fantastic. The Starburst, yeah. I mean, you gotta brush teeth immediately after you do.
Can Starburst be a Halloween candy though?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Oh yeah.
All right.
No, they're fantastic. Coach, yesterday, Dak got an opportunity to talk to the media, and he said that there was a point in the game where CeeDee looked at him and said something to the effect of, yeah, we're back. Like, felt like they were in rhythm and had finally synced up the way they needed to. Did you feel that way, I guess, in the moment? And then watching the tape back, did you say, okay, here it is. It's starting to click into place a little bit for them.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I thought they clicked, obviously with the number of opportunities those two, had Sunday night. And then I think, obviously, the fourth quarter, plays really stand out. But, I think just like anything, just the fact that, for as much attention and tilt of coverage that, CD gets, it's important for them two guys to be, to be in sync. And obviously that was a good performance, with those two guys Sunday night.
Coach, they've talked about that frustration of, trying to get on the same page like they've been in recent years. Similarly, on the other side, have you seen moments on tape where when you're watching the game back, you go, okay, that's not normal for their connection or the chemistry that they have, and I know that's going to come into place, but it's a reps thing, and they've got to get those reps in.
Well, I that's just the human nature and the normalcy of this game. I mean, you have to have reps, and it's, it's just like anything. There's a teaching progression and everything that goes on the practice field. I mean, just for instance, we're making a point yesterday, you practice routes on air, you got to make sure the receivers, there's a release component to it because, the fact that they're just going to be jumping off the line, free access every single play, and we're going to drop back and have a nice clean pocket and throw on time. I mean, those are time clocks that you establish more in the off season. It's the live reps that you need. That's, this is why training camps is critical, the opportunity to line up and do the one-on-one, two-on-two, the slot drills, and then obviously the 7-on-7 teams. I mean, it's just to get that competitive, combative environment in all aspects, not just throwing the football.
Yeah, whenever we go the other way on camp and we're like, oh, does it really matter? Then CD comes out and says, no, it definitely mattered in terms of our chemistry and connection. Coach, whenever people are, looking for ways to jumpstart an offense, they're like, all right, pace, no huddle. And we're always talking about complimentary football with you. You balance that against not wanting to compromise your defense. Can you explain how you approach that, how you look at that? Like, all right, we're going to go a little bit more no huddle. We're going to go with a lot of pace, but then you also want to protect your defense.
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you have to have a baseline in how you want to play the game. In offense, I've always been a high pace of operation believer, and we actually it's a statistic that we keep track of. We keep track of the time that the play entry goes in on a 40-second clock, the time we break the huddle and the time we snap the ball, and that's on every single play in the game, and even more so in practice, because there's a training mechanism to all this. So I believe you have to have pace operation as fast as you can, not only the train, but also you always want to press the line of scrimmage. You always want that defense to know, okay, here they come, because it makes them communicate quicker, and makes them look at the, and then pace operation doesn't stop when you break the huddle. It's really, getting over the ball, getting set. If you have a shift or a shift and a motion, is doing them with the urgency and the specificness just to really keep pressing the defense. So, yeah, so that's the starting line for us. As far as no huddle, and I mean, there's benefits of when you do it, whether it's home or away, based off of what your team needs. So I think no huddle is not just this is when you do it. I think there's a lot of benefits to it because, obviously you want to keep challenging the defense. But yeah, I'm a big believer in pace of operation, and because it's always easier to slow things down than to speed them up.
Mike McCarthy here on the Fan. When you go no huddle, Is it more onus that, like, does the quarterback take over more calls, or you? It's the same level in terms of you making all those calls, or you just can't do. How does that change if at all when you go no huddle?
I mean, the percentage of it is, I think I don't want to say misconception. I mean, or maybe just an understanding that, you know, football has always been played at the line. I mean, there's adjustments that are made on every offensive play, whether it's the lineman, you know, making an adjustment on, you know, how they're going to block. They're not going to line up in the same front every single time.
Yeah.
And if they do line up in the same front, now you got to anticipate line movement. So there's always adjustments that are made. And then there's run to pass options. There's pass to run. There's run to run, pass to pass. So, I mean, that goes, you know, so I'm just, so we do it all the time, always have. It's always been that way. But the percentage of how much is on the quarterback, maybe a little more, but that's really the world that he lives in. I mean, that's, you know, this process starts as soon as we get out of the game plan meetings on Tuesday. I mean, you know, Scott Tolzien's on the phone with Dak and the other quarterbacks, and, you know, they're getting on the run checks immediately and the protection checks, and, you know, so their process starts Tuesday night. So they come in here Wednesday, they got to have a pretty high understanding of it, because now we got to operate, you know, throughout the meetings with the other players and so forth. So, yeah, so it's really kind of your everyday deal, but it's just that, you know, the quarterback's always going to have that type of responsibility.
Coach, in the seven games, the other team has scored on their opening possession of a half on 13 of the 14 halves. What do you think has been the biggest issue coming out of the either half to start the game or at a halftime?
You talking about our opponents?
Yes.
13
of,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's when you look at things, it isn't like halftime is a huge, you know, the biggest thing about halftime is you just really got a chance to, you know, reset, you know, more, you know, physically, and emotionally, but, you know, mentally you're making adjustments throughout the game. It's definitely something that, you know, the third quarter, you know, production is something that we have to be better at, you know, clearly as a football team.
Yeah, Babe Laufenberg has always talked about that. Then Kyle Shanahan this past week, he's like, no, the halftime adjustments, that's for you guys watching the movies. it's not really what you think it is. So that is the case, right, Coach? Like, how often have you stood up? You know, you're not on a whiteboard for 5 or 10 minutes saying, all right, I'm going to draw all this stuff up differently from the way we planned it. That does not happen.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's really that you're continuing the conversation that you had, you know, in between the last series, you know, or when the defense is on. Like for offensive, we go right into a room. Mm-hmm. We hit the run checks and keep, you know, make sure we're aligned there. And then we go through each situation. And then the coaches are out there with their players, you know, use the restroom and then go out and address the team. And then it's time to go back out. And it's not as
Hollywood.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin it for Hollywood, of course.
Mike McCarthy joining us here, 105 through the Fan. About the coin toss, because, I mean, I guess it varies team to team, take the ball, defer. You know, it looks like you guys have taken the ball quite a bit this year. Like, philosophically, is that something that shifts over time with, you know, with you and where you guys are?
Yeah, I believe the coin flip is a decision that's we make through, you know, game management and game education. You know, we have a meeting at 2:30 on Fridays. It's myself and the three coordinators and our game management staff, and so we go through the, you know, officiating and, you know, just any type of reminders that we want to hit, the trends of the league. The officials have a video that comes out, so we address all that, and we talk about the coin toss and, you know, just how we want to start the game. So, I mean, if you got a clean canvas, you know, I would always defer. There has to be a reason to take the ball, and that's just kind of the way I've always done it.
Mike McCarthy joins us here, 105 through the Fan. What's your assessment of Kirk Cousins? It seems like everywhere he is, like, the media is always trying to replace him and find the next guy, but he puts up numbers. What was your assessment of him during his time in Washington, Minnesota?
Good player, played in a good system in Washington, had some good years, you know, played against Amir, I think, twice, and obviously played against him a number of times up in Minnesota. I think just like anything, when you play a player, particularly a quarterback, a number of times, you get in tune with, you know, how he plays, and I've always felt that he was very, very consistent. I thought he was extremely productive. Stays on time and so forth. I think he's a good productive quarterback.
Coach, they drafted Penix. If you want to give us your draft thoughts on him, sure. I'm more interested in, and there's probably no one better to ask, the two different schools of thought, because developing young quarterbacks is always a topic nowadays. There's one school, right? If he's the guy, you throw him out there and you get him the reps. The other school of thought is you can scar them. They're not ready. Let them sit back and learn. Of course, now you have a salary cap and limited years on the deal that you got to play up against. What is Michael Penix learning right now on the bench, and how can that be beneficiary, even though the NFL with the contracts, they want you to play like immediately?
Well, I mean, the situation Michael Penix in is, to me, is he's in the ideal situation. I just go back to Ron Wolf, 1992. I think he really set the philosophy for the quarterback room. It's the most important room in the building, you can make a case for. And it's definitely, the hardest position to play in this league. And, if you look back, when he started in Green Bay, he traded for Favre and then had Brunell and had Ty Detmer and then, and even had a Hall of Famer on a staff that they didn't even know it at the time. So I'll let you figure that one out for your trivia. But you just can't ever have enough good quarterbacks, and we got a chance to add to it. If Kurt is still the guy and he keeps playing at a really high level, the value of Michael Penix is only going to go up, even if he never plays in Atlanta. So there's draft value in having high-quality quarterbacks in that room, especially because if Kirk Cousins is playing at a high level, that means the team's doing well.
Yep.
And it's an opportunity for, their value of the other quarterbacks to grow, or then you are now having the training. And what better chair could you have for a rookie quarterback to be in the room for a couple of years and learn, learn the league, learn all the little things that you need to know in the quarterback room. So I don't think you ever have enough quarterbacks. I mean, it's what we have going here with Trey Lance. I mean, we have an extremely healthy quarterback room. We have three guys that we feel very strongly about, and I don't think every team can say that. And frankly, in my personal opinion, I think it'd be great if the league ever we acquired a fourth quarterback to be in the building. Because I mean, it's the game changes when you have a drop off at the quarterback position.
Coach, do you think that at the younger levels they're doing a good job of developing quarterbacks to play the position versus just playing a system and having quarterbacks play two or three years at the collegiate level gives them a much better advantage?
Well, I just think what you see in sports, and especially having children down here in Texas. I mean, the club volleyball for my daughter I'm just always blown away by the level of coaching, and then you look at the football and the baseball and everything. So I just think youth sports as a whole is so much better. I think these kids they're being educated on, functional training methods and the fundamental technique opportunities that they have, outside of their team is at at the highest level than it's ever before. So I think they're definitely, the training for these guys are just in all sports is higher. And then you take the quarterback, you got quarterback specific, it's quarterback development industry out there right now, with developing the young players. So I do think that is definitely improved. But I also think this NIL and this portal gives a guy to stay, gives a quarterback an opportunity to stay in college longer because, you look at the stat of 1,300 pass attempts for these quarterbacks come out of college. It's a pretty good indicator of the level of experience that is needed to play in this league. And, the instincts and awareness, going back to the question earlier about how important training camp is, those live reps are so, so important for these young quarterbacks to play in college. And I think it's smart when they stay in college and play because it's only going to better prepare them for the pro game.
Last one for you, Coach. I know how you're going to answer it, but I have to ask it anyway. There's a lot of fans who have been just furious, more towards the front office, lack of moves, no deadline stuff, it sounds like, from Jerry and Steven. And that's a way of saying that people don't believe you've been put in the best situation to thrive and succeed, especially, in a contract year. Would you be happy or satisfied? Any opinion one way or the other? You know, would you like to see maybe a deadline move or some activity for a little jolt to the roster?
I think, you know, the deadline moves, and it's really the same feeling I would have every single year. I mean, if it's a player that fits and, you know, can make us better, and the locker room would be the first, you know, the first place that would be embraced, then you do those things. But, you know, you got to remember, you know, we're in this with our players, and we have a great group of players. You know, we are developing in more areas than you'd like to do right now, but that's, you know, the injuries and youth can do that to you. So we just have to stay the course, keep working, and I do this team works. I mean, their work ethic is high, and we just got to stay after it and you know, manage the noise outside and just keep it about winning football games. And I feel we'll continue to move forward and win.
This was awesome, Coach. Thank you so much for addressing all the topics. Maybe we'll get you in the Halloween spirit next year, and good luck on Sunday.
Yeah, Thursday night's a tough draw.
Yes, it is.
Here, guys.
Maybe we can talk. Jerry says he listens. He's going on KMC today. Corey Majors is listening. Maybe we can talk the Cowboys front office into a couple of moves. Bobby and Choppy have some, plus RJ with your degenerate football picks to kick off the final hour of Sean and RJ next on 105.3 The Fam.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.